Of course, I didn't start out at a seven-year-old playing the carillon. I played piano, I played organ, and I liked those instruments, but I never felt as accomplished on them as I do on the carillon. Adjusting the mechanism is something I do every time before I play. Get my music out. Yeah, those will work. And in about a minute, we'll have the automatic. I usually let that die away a bit. I started out with a series of University of Wisconsin songs, ones that I know were played when the bells were installed in 1937. The building was constructed in 1934, a year and a half before any bells arrived in it. The idea was to have a set of bells in the dome of Bascom Hall, but then a fire burned the dome off. It never got rebuilt, and the money sat in bank accounts, and a couple of decades later, it had accrued enough interest that they could build the tower and put a carillon in it. It was 30 plus years ago that I went to Holland and studied the carillon and have a diploma from the Dutch Carillon School. I tried to keep good programming skills that had been instilled in me by my teachers about something a little fast, something a little slower. Because it's played with the ends of our hands, it gives a kind of modified fist. It often looks like we're pummeling. In fact, many descriptions of people coming upon the instruments often refer to flailing, pummeling, pounding. In fact, it's a little more physical than a piano. It's a very simple, very old instrument. Lever goes down, mechanism carries by system wires, rods, in this case, to a clapper. Clapper goes to bells, bell sounds. It's also equipped with a set of pedals, and these are merely extensions of what are played by the hand. Compared with pianos, violins, flutes, there aren't that many in the world. In the world, there are maybe between 500 and 600 instruments. So in that way, it's unique. There are only three instruments like this in Wisconsin. There are two ways of gauging the size of a carillon. One is by the number of bells. This one has 56. The largest bell, the Boorden, which is just the generic name given to the largest bell of a carillon, is some 3.5 tons. And then the smallest bell is only maybe about 15 pounds. I think it's important to put something familiar so that one can relate to and say, oh, they're actually making music. And probably a lot of them don't really know that it's real bells being played by a real person. Actually, very little has changed, I think, since 1986. I have learned, I hope, a few new pieces along the way. Oftentimes I think, well, didn't I just start a couple of years ago? And suddenly it's more than a quarter century.